You got everything? So, we talk about the elephant in the room?
If you want.
I know, Mommy, I already talked to
Yeah.
you. You already know what my stance is on this. When I get an email in the middle of my day from a teacher that's telling me that you're flunking and that you're perfectly capable, but you're not doing the work, it makes me feel like you're just being dishonest. Because we have lots of conversations. Hey, how you doing with this? Oh, you liking that? You're doing this? Oh, I really love it. This is my favorite class. This is awesome. And the results don't match the words that are coming out of your mouth. And I feel like you're just telling me and mommy what we want to hear. Hoping and quite honestly knowing that we're going to take you at your word. And I'll be honest with you, that makes me feel really bad because I feel like you're taking advantage. I need to know tomorrow what your steps are going to be to rectify this. And not just that. You got a D in sociology, which is supposedly your favorite class. You didn't turn in an assignment recently. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm going to give you a day to get up to speed. Figure out where you're at with your assignments. One day. When we regroup tomorrow, I need you to know what's on school loop. I need you to know what you're missing, what's turned in. I need you to have touched bases with your teachers. If you don't have those teachers tomorrow, and I need you to make a special assignment. You don't have an eighth period. You can use your eighth period to run around real quick if you can't. If you need to talk to those teachers. And then I need to hear you getting your head in the game more about school and less about all of the other things that coming before school. Because you're a month in and you've got like 2 D's and an F. Not acceptable. I just want you to understand the consequences, because the consequences are going to be this. Everything's going to go away. Your phone's going to go away. Your tablet's going to go away. We will give you your phone in the morning as mom drops you off to school. You'll give it back to her when she picks you up after school. Your tablet will just get put in a top drawer someplace until you can figure out what's important. There will be no hanging out with cosplay friends. There will be no ordering anything online for cosplay. There will be no any of that until you figure out what your priorities are. I can't do the work for you. But if you can't figure out how to get the priorities correct, then I'm going to have to step in and I'm going to have to show you how to prioritize. So that you're living up to your potential. we're on the same page. Those consequences aren't in place now. But you've got a real short time here to get some things straightened out and to get yourself on track before those consequences start falling into place. Because I can't have you falling any further behind than you are now. And that goes for your room, too. You need to stop talking about your room, talking about and planning about your room, and you need to get off your phone and get off your tablet, and you need to get in here tomorrow, and maybe it'll take you a couple days, and you need to clean it, and you need to organize it, and you need to get yourself caring about something other than Instagram. Cosplay. Because right now you're awesome at those two things. And you're sucking at school. And you're sucking at keeping your room clean.
Thanks. Encouraging. Do better.
Well, the point that I'm making is the things that you put your focus on are the things that you excel at. And that's the way life is. The things you put your focus on are the things you excel at. Right now, you're putting your focus on all the wrong things. Change the focus. And change the way you're doing things. More than happy to help you get on a schedule or to figure out time management, or if you're struggling in math or sociology or any of those, to sit down with you an hour or a night on each of those subjects, walk you through and help you with things. There's lots of resources on campus. Your math teacher, what's his name?
Mr. Ladd.
Mr. what?
Ladd.
Okay, Mr. Ladd. He said there's tons of resources right on campus. So if you're struggling with things or if you feel like you don't understand, he said there's tons of places where you can go to get help. None of those places are going to come looking for you. He's not going to say, hey, I noticed you didn't do so well on that test. How about if I get you some help? You got to seek them. I can be that resource for you as well. I'm pretty smart with math. Taken a sociology class or two in my life, and I'm a pretty quick study with them. As far as French goes, you need to figure out how to take the test. And beg, borrow, steal, get on your knees with her and say, please, please, please let me take it. How'd you miss it?
Forgot.
I know how you can make it up, please.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't.
I'm sure you can.
No, she said that that was it. She's not gonna let anyone else take it.
I'm gonna email her tomorrow. I know. How many people missed it? I can't
I
believe
know.
That. Other people would have missed it. I'll email her. In the meantime, you get in there. Find out what you can do. And if you need to make flashcards to learn the stuff, because your quiz was kind of poor too, wasn't it? It was a quiz and you missed a test. If you need to make flashcards, if you need to get your book out and study things every single night with French to get on speed with that, you need to walk around the house saying French words, then that's what you need to do. So I'm giving you a day to get your head in the game with figuring out what you're missing and what you need to take care of on School. School. Tomorrow, when I get home from work, I want to see what your action plan is. I'm going to pull up School Loop, which I have access to, you have access to. And whatever's on there, I want you to have an answer for me. Yeah, I turned this in. I talked to him about it today. No, I haven't turned this in yet, but I'm going to turn it in tomorrow. I've got it right here. I'm taking care of it. Or better yet, I've already done it. I've got it ready. Talk to the teacher, he'll allow me to turn in tomorrow, whatever the case is. And then you need to start getting on track. I can't impress on you enough the fact that if you don't start dialing this in, if you don't start caring about doing well, then your life is going to be really, really difficult. That's just a fact. So, my job as a dad is to get you caring about these things. So, you figure out a plan to figure out how you're going to care about those things, or I am going to step in. And I will show you step by step how I want you to care about it. And I think that you'll like it better if you come up with your own plan. Don't you? Yeah. I'm going to turn some fans on. The heat wave's going to be over in another 2 days, and then we're going to get about 3 or 4 days of cooling and maybe even some rain, so maybe we'll get some relief. You know, I don't like to have these kinds of conversations with you. The bigger piece for me is I feel like the fact that I don't have these kinds of conversations with you more often is the reason why you start falling behind. Because I don't check your work on a regular basis, and I don't hound you for things, and I don't ride you for things. Sometimes I get the sense that it allows you to slack off. You go, well, he's not checking it, so I don't have to do it. As you can is probably straight A's. When you start putting forth your effort, so, say a prayer. Turn some fans on, some sleep. Start a new day tomorrow.
Go pray for Ganesha, you're gonna get it tomorrow. My dad will have a day at work, pray I'm gonna wise back, because I have a good day today, and I have a good day tomorrow. Yeah.
What is this thing? Church? Oh, 1 second.
Yeah.
Give me glasses. Hands on. I put all your clips on the thing in the shower stall too, by the way. Instead of, they were sitting on the rag and I was afraid that they would fall and go down the drain. I love you.